ואביא אותי אל הקודשי.
הכנה לשיעור מעבירה עשירייה י"ד.
10 number 14 is going to give the preparation for the lesson. This perfection is expressed in the words of the Torah and the prophecy and in the words of our sages in the simple word dvikut. But if you reflect on that word for even an instant, you will be overwhelmed by its wondrous stature. For if you picture the exaltedness of the Creator and the lowliness of the creature, you will be able to perceive the value of dvikut of one with the other. Again, this perfection is expressed in the words of the Torah and the prophecy and in the words of our sages in the simple word dvikut. But if you reflect on that word for even an instant, you will be overwhelmed by its wondrous stature. For if you picture the exaltedness of the Creator and the lowliness of the creature, you will be able to perceive the value of dvikut of one with the other. Baal Sulam, Matan Torah.
What is the point of dvikut with the Creator for you? What is the point of dvikut with the Creator for you? Workshop question.
What is the point of dvikut with the Creator? That a person relates everything to Him. Internally, externally, everything. Not wanting anything for myself.
Yeah, we can add many things here. For example, what we just found on Twitter in the preparation for the lesson, we read this. Joy is a testimony of bestowal and faith in the greatness of the Creator. Although there are no explicit reasons to be happy, a person believes that he receives everything only from the Creator. This is why he's happy. To the extent that he believes in the good guidance of the Creator over the world. So the beginning of dvikut is in attributing everything to the Creator.
Yeah, the point of dvikut is to feel taste and bestowal, an annulment, to feel enlivenment in it.
And this is expressed in states when it doesn't even seem like now the situation is complete and perfect. We have a kli that's ready for it, and it's called a 10, and it is complete. And if I'm willing to accept the wholeness of the 10 and annul before this internal concept, then the dvikut with the Creator can be expressed as well.
Yeah, to add to what Niv said, that besides what happens in the 10, all the different states that I go through, I don't want for them to change, but so that the whole of reality, that the whole of reality is only for the purpose of dvikut, the connection with the Creator, and everything else just supports it.
So let me tell you guys, it's a feeling of warmth, confidence. You go into this field where you acquire a new mind and a new heart, and you're together with a quality of bestowal, not more, not less.
Point of adhesion with the Creator is the beginning. It's the beginning of belonging to the upper force, from whom everything comes, and he's the goal.
And on top of all the changes, feelings, desires that we go through, we still attribute everything to the Creator as a good movement that comes from him.
Because adhesion, it could be where things aren't pleasant, where things are incomplete, and above all that you have the ability, the opportunity to go above reason, to rejoice, feel that it gives you life. Probably that's dvikut.
It is a point that on one hand begins at a point that is seemingly personal, that annulment before this concept of there's none else besides him is enough, but from there, in order to give it some volume, it is only done through continuous annulment before the desires that reject the ten, and on top of it, you increase dvikut.
Yeah, and every time we have to find the point of dvikut anew in a higher degree, and changing state, throughout changing states, and to scrutinize it every time in a more truthful manner, in a deeper way. What does it mean to adhere to him, to his actions, to give him greater contentment by this dvikut, to bestow in order to bestow, receive in order to bestow?
Question number two. How do we maintain the point of dvikut during the lesson? A question for an active workshop. How do we maintain the point of dvikut during the lesson?
In order to reach that, we have to hear all the advice that the friend said, and with God's help, we'll get there, and when we'll get there, we'll also keep it.
The Creator constantly changes our conditions, our thoughts, desires. We constantly hear new things. And through it, this is the place for dvikut, the place for self-annulment and to cling to the Creator. It is His desire, His thought, the image He creates.
We can also say that We're adhered to our teacher, the Creator, the Kabbalists, that everything comes from none else besides Him, the good that does good, in order to show us how to connect with each other and reach the point of wholeness, perfection. And this is what we're about. And it doesn't matter what thoughts or desires suddenly come my way. I put it all aside. I understand that it's also coming from Him. And I continue being adhered to what we're doing right now.
I don't know how we keep it as if we're some warehouse company. Like they say, yesterday is yesterday, and today we're in dvikut, so we're in dvikut tomorrow.
It's an action that, first of all, we have to involve the Creator in it, and it has to involve a request. A person can't maintain the state of dvikut but through asking, and the request has to go through the ten, that he has to feel the need for annulment towards it.
Yeah, we must remember that we're doing a common action, and each of us is responsible of keeping this point, holding it, drawing the surrounding light on it during the lesson, so we will feel this responsibility toward the whole ten, the whole world kli. Each of us is holding and keeping aflame this point.
I like the word kurchia, a kind of bird that screams. Crane, yeah, it's a crane. So let's all become that. And Eran will explain how can we keep the point of Dvekut during the lesson.
It's very simple. We do what Rav said about in the morning about absolute zero, and then we discover the network of connection between us, and then we start giving to each other the power of bestowal, build potsufim, the system of spiritual connection between us, and we achieve the end of correction.
Yeah, and so let's continue and continue, because every moment the Creator changes the different pictures and desires in front of our eyes.
Yep, and this is what it should be like, that we're constantly, intermittently, through these exits and re-entries, our efforts become revealed, our prayers, our yearnings. When we need help from each other and to support each other. And by this, we can express our bestowal upon the Creator, despite what He does to us.
Yeah, Dvekut is something ceaseless, and it's really felt on the lesson. How do we keep it? Help each other.
It turns out that the keeping is for the friends, for the ten. Meaning, if I ask for this concept, we're
Yeah.